Hi, I'm Hilary Harper, and this is Hands On, an occasional series about making and doing.
Got a little shirt here,
and we need today I'm showing my kids something they've never seen before: mending.
Black. It's black. All right, so we'll find some.
I learned how to do basic mending as a child.
Gray.
Let's have a look.
Gray.
But these days it's often faster and cheaper just to buy something new.
The thread and then the thread.
Well, we might do it together.
Where's the needle?
Lately, though, I've been feeling troubled by that way of living, and I want to relearn some of those old skills.
Be careful with the scissors.
I will.
It's also just a lot of fun.
Pop the needle through the material.
Okay, we'll come back to that later. Before I gathered up the courage to let the kids get hands-on, I went to the annual Craft and Quilt Fair for some inspiration. There are scores of people here checking out everything from beading to quilting to appliqué and felting. There's even a workshop on making beeswax wraps. But what drives people to take on sewing and craft projects?
Okay, my name's Mary Robertson, and I came because I'm a craftaholic.
And what does that mean, now that you're in a safe space to mention that?
I really like to keep busy, and I do a lot of crafts. Because you physically have to do something, you have to put your mind to it, and you have to figure out patterns that work and don't work, and it's good for the mental health.
And you have to buy things.
Oh, that's a bonus.
A lot of us are coming to retirement age, looking for something to do outside of retirement. So this is an easy craft, and you know, a lot of us have been, shall we say, storing for our retirement.
So you've got a bit of a stash in the back room, Heather?
Oh, the odd piece of material.
just quietly. I'm walking through this enormous display of quilts now in the big hall, and it's just got racks and racks and racks of different kinds of quilts. Really, really arty ones, traditional little triangle pieced ones, block pieced ones, and my favourite ones, the ones with lots and lots of tiny little intricate quilting stitches, whether they're machine stitched or hand stitched. I love the hand stitched ones. I feel like you're not allowed to touch them, but I feel like I'm actually running my hands over these fabrics, and I can feel all the little lumps and bumps. And it's really taking me back to learning to sew with my mum sitting there making her little machine whir, and my grandmother trying to teach me how to crochet at great length, and my other grandmother knitting and watching people darning and realising that you could do this amazing thing. You could fix things just with wool and thread and maybe a sewing machine or your own ingenuity. And you could make amazing new things out of things that you thought might be old and done with. I'm getting a bit emotional. The quilt fair was fun, but a bit daunting. So I'm visiting a very quiet mending class, just for people like me, people who want to make a small but meaningful difference to their lives.
Because darning is so weird compared to anything that you know about sewing or whatever, and so when you actually do it, like, your brain...
Yeah, I've learned how to try and hide my mending, and I've gotten all right at that, but I really like the idea of trying to draw attention to it and make a statement with it.
And be creative.
Yeah.
I'm here because I don't own any socks without holes in them, and I think it's just a terrible shame that we've lost the skills to mend things and we can't just keep buying new ones forever. So sooner or later you've got to face that pile of socks with holes in them and start to learn some skills. And I'm really quite excited about the idea that actually mending could make something more beautiful and put more memory into it and more life into it.
I'm concerned about the social and environmental impact of fast fashion, and I want people to learn to value clothes more and get them to last for longer, so mending's a really important part of that.
And then it's basically just running stitch.
I'm not so great at the creative side of mending, but I do like the engineering challenge of finding a structure that works, a patch, a series of threads, the right embroidery stitch. And I've realised it makes me feel at home threading wool onto a needle and darning socks and relearning the skills my family taught me. But it's different for my kids. Our house is small. We have a child with special needs. We can't leave a sewing machine set up. But I can sometimes make a space for them to learn those skills.
All right. Yay, it worked. You can pull, pull, pull. That's it. Hooray. There we go. So the needle threader worked. All right, who wants to see what happens next?
Me.
Me.
And I'm going to do what happens first.
Sure, you can do one. So I'm going to put it, we've come up through one of the holes, we're going to put it down through.